So the next question is, what sort of rules, if any, are there for outdoor advertising of sports betting and gambling? Catherine Gregory takes a look.
Earlier this year, the government body responsible for regulating media and communications, ACMA, introduced new rules to limit gambling advertising. It included banning the broadcast of gambling ads during live sports coverage on radio and television. But public health expert Associate Professor Samantha Thomas says it didn't go far enough.
With gambling advertising, we've been very focused on the ads that we see on the telly, but we also know that young people in particular tell us that they're very aware of gambling advertising on billboards that they see in their everyday community environments. And so when we're looking at gambling advertising, we shouldn't just be fixated on those ads that we see on the telly, but the ads that actually are embedded within our everyday environments as well.
Would it be fair to say then that there isn't really a national code around outdoor billboard advertising of sports betting or gambling?
So sports betting advertising is generally left to the states, and we have argued very clearly that there needs to be a national code around this, and particularly regulations which look nationally at gambling advertising. However, I think there's another issue here which we should be really mindful of, and that's the way that advertising may normalise gambling as something that's fun and exciting for young people. So when we see the promotion of this type of event on some of our big cultural icons, then we have to ask ourselves the question about whether or not this is contributing to that normalisation of gambling.
And how powerful is outdoor billboard advertising?
Well, I guess it's part of a suite of different marketing strategies that gambling companies use to promote their products. And more recently, we've got new data which shows that young people also see a lot of promotions for gambling on social media channels. But we also know that they are acutely aware of those billboards that they see in their everyday environments. It's why there have been some quite clear restrictions that have been placed around that sort of advertising in places like Victoria.
Last year, the Victorian government banned betting advertising on roads, public transport and within 150 metres of all of the state schools. Samantha Thomas again.
We think that those need to be nationally consistent and applied all the way across the country to protect young people from these products.
Professor Elizabeth Hansley is a professor of law at Flinders University. She points out that the Australian Association of National Advertisers does have a national code on the outdoor advertising and marketing of wagering products, but it's pretty broad.
For example, it must not be directed primarily to minors. You can't show a person who is a minor unless that person is in an incidental role. So it's very much about the content of the ad and the message that it puts out. So just having the logo up there is fine. Yeah, the code doesn't limit where one can advertise wagering. It only limits how you can advertise it.
She says there are many avenues open for the advertising of sports betting. And the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's justification that the Opera House has been used to advertise sports games before doesn't stack up.
There is a difference between horse races and other kinds of sport because horse racing has always been very, very closely associated with gambling. But obviously other sports are quite closely associated with gambling now too, and they are associated with other things that are not beneficial to society. Therefore, one could maybe go back and look at those decisions to use a building like the Opera House to promote those kinds of sports and think, well, maybe that wasn't such a great idea in retrospect.
Professor Elizabeth Hansley from Flinders University, ending that report by Catherine Gregory.